His major league career spanned over 20 seasons and even included a stint in Japan. He's still part of the game in a new way today. We took time to catch up with him in the press box. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by Cargill, who for 150 years has been working side by side with farmers and the ag community. Learn more at CargillAg.com. We hope you enjoy hearing the American Countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American Countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American Countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
In 1978, Rex Hudler had signed to play football at Notre Dame. However, the New York Yankees also drafted him to play baseball. Rex's mother stepped in to negotiate with the Yankees on her son's future.
I had bargaining power with the Notre Dame Fighting Irish scholarship, and so she got him to give me $150,000. In 1978, that was the highest bonus that Steinbrenner ever gave a player.
He played for six different major league teams, but also spent a year in Japan in the middle of his career, where he won a Japanese World Series. He credits his time abroad for helping him here at home.
I learned two big things that I was missing in my big league life, and that was a little bit of patience and better pitch selection at the plate, and I learned how to play under control because I was a wild player. And in the Japanese culture, they're taught everybody's under control. So that was so good. God closed the door there, sent me back to America. I got five of my best major league seasons after that.
In 1998, he got the opportunity to switch from playing the game to broadcasting it for the Angels.
But I'm still learning every day and how to do it, when to say it, how to say it, when to back out, when to come in. So there's a lot of things to it, but this is my 15th year in broadcasting, and I call it the second best job in the world. Playing was the best, without a doubt.
Rex is known for his enthusiasm for the game. As a trade, he says, has helped him in all aspects of his life.
But I also learned the importance of encouraging others. Whenever I would encourage them, it would take the thoughts off myself. So loving others and then considering myself second and third, and that helped me.
Today, Rex is a part of the Kansas City Royals broadcast team. Traveling the countryside in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.